What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
The show, brother Coach Konzo Mark me on the Boss Man Show. Coach, good to see you, my brother. How you doing up there in Missouri this afternoon?
Great, boss. Always good to see you, man. How you doing,
man? Enjoying life, man. Getting ready for this Braves game here later today, and then going to Cincinnati, Ohio for tennis, brother. So I miss got the whole grind coming right now.
Braves game, then Cincinnati. What's going on in Cincinnati?
Tennis tournament. All the big ones, Serena, Venus, Alcaraz, Sinner, Tiafoe, all the tennis players that you see doing Wimbledon and all that will be there.
That's big time. And what's your role in all this?
Of course, I'm reporting, brother.
You're doing it all, boss.
Yes, getting interviews.
That's a blessing, man.
Doing what I do here, just live and in color right there.
that's a blessing. Congratulations, man.
Yes, indeed. And I saw the schedule coming out. I got a circle for you when you go to Kennesaw and Middle and WKU. I'm one of them days I'm going to see you. One of them days for sure. I will see you.
Hey, man, we're looking forward to it, man. Conference USA, great league, man. A lot of really good coaching, a lot of length, talent, athleticism, and skill. I love it.
Hey, Coach, man, Coach, how did it just change for you to have – for the guys you target going from the Valley who plays a different way than CUSA. So how has it been for you and your staff? Kind of how the guys you target based on how different the leagues kind of play, per se?
Well, the one thing, I try to equate it to people that really don't see it a lot to give them a better comprehension and understanding of it. The Missouri Valley was a lot like, you know, Big Ten basketball, you know, physical basketball, kind of grind you out. Not necessarily half-court methodical, but more of a flow feel. Set played actions, and I thought Conference USA similar to ACC, Big 12, SEC, where they kind of up and down and flowing, length, skill, athleticism, physicality. I thought that was the biggest difference in our first year in Conference USA, with the length and the skill of not just guards but big guys as well.
No doubt, man. That's a lot of great coaches in the Conference USA as well. A lot of different styles of play. So when you make the schedule you got that you release here soon. Was it about maybe trying to get a little looks of what you'll see during conference play this upcoming year?
Yes, we always try to find quality teams. You know, you always want to – there are Division II and III teams that we normally play just to kind of get a feel, but also those relationships. It's hard for those teams to get games. So just build those relationships. And in some of those games, in hopes of winning those games, and that's the goal, is to get a lot of guys to be able to play in those games to get revved up for your conference. But even the preseason games, we got Iowa State, who's a very talented physical team. We got Tulsa here. We got Oral Roberts. We have UIC, we have Drake. So, I mean, we have a very good schedule, man, with length, toughness, a team that go hard, different styles, different parts of the country. So, man, we look forward to it, man, because I think we have the parts to be really good. We just got to do it on a consistent basis.
No doubt, man. And Coach, during this time of year is a perfect time for guys to kind of work on their games and get better, become one. So talk about the summer and how, for you, with the whole world we're in, this new world we're in, making sure guys are on the same page, becoming one, and then so when adversity hits come November, you know who this guy is next to me. And I was like, I don't know this dude.
That is the most important thing, man, just togetherness. And I've always been a guy with my high school team growing up in East St. Louis, even our college coach, Coach Katie, every time we stacked up after the game or after practice, we'd say, together we attack. And the together is the piece. And I've always held true to that term, together. Everywhere I've gone was at the end of every practice, together we attack. So I think that, and that is at a premium in today's climate. So we always want to be together. We want to have a level of toughness. Then there's a commitment to what it means to be a part of a team. And I always say to guys, man, I said this even before NIL transfer report, I always say, what are you willing to sacrifice in order for you to be good, but more important, in order for our team to be good? And then the last piece in that, I always say, what are you willing to say no to? Because I think a lot of times, you know, we implement stuff on the basketball floor as a team to be better, doing all these things that it takes to be a better basketball player in terms of a team and an individual player. But what happens at night, especially Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, in my history as a student athlete and as a coach, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, what are you willing to say no to? It might be best that you go ahead and get in bed at 8 p.m. some nights, you know? And I think that's part of being a great basketball player as well, because you got to commit to something. You also got to say no to something. So it's just as important to me.
No doubt. That discipline is so important. I think for me, I had an older soul when I was playing because of me having older parents. So for me, I used to be on a regiment, been on a schedule. And I knew personally I was best at football. But on the basketball court, I didn't have the handle. But I could rebound, I could run, I could play defense, had no my assignments, do the intangibles, get on the floor, loose balls, just do everything else. I didn't have the handle, but I could shoot and play hard. So getting a young man to understand, first of all, his strengths and weaknesses are in his role, and this one to know what I need to do the work on to be get on the court. And not make those tricky decisions, like you said, on the weekends, per se, when class is over.
Hey, man, I think it's the ultimate separator, because everybody putting together to build a great team. Obviously, you have NIL revenue sharing, so now money's involved more than ever. And you have kids coming and going, man. I mean, young men coming and going. But I look at it as a great opportunity, man, to also minister. So if I return 5 guys, 15 guys, lose 5 guys, add 12 new guys, for me, it's a ministry, man. And as a coach, this is what we do. We continue to pour to young men so they can become better men, so they can become better husbands, fathers, and pillars in their communities, man. So, of course, everybody wants to win at a high level, and you implement what you're trying to do to win and be successful. But in the end, what are you also doing to develop that young man's life?
And, Coach Moore, let me ask you this, man, because you mentioned about Dr. Rail sharing the NIL. I know for me, Coach Martin, at Tennessee State, I was in debt because I was stupid. They had credit card day in the Sioux Center, and I had 12 of them. On that one day, Coach. And I paid for it into my 30s, getting out of debt. So how do you teach these young men that the money they're making is starter money for their life and not just to go blow it on some shoes, jewelry, women, just to what traveling? So how do you get the financial piece for these young men so they don't, you know, like me, been in debt into my 30s because I made poor decisions one afternoon while I was in school?
Well, the thing I always say to those guys, there's a cost to greatness. And again, it's not just what you do on the basketball court. It's also how you live your life, the decision making. And again, I go back to what are you willing to sacrifice? So for me, I would find it. Now, again, I'm not talking about an individual person. So I want to speak just in generality. If I'm on a scholarship, then what do I need a credit card for? If I'm on scholarship. Now, when I was back in college, the scholarship just covered everything. So it wasn't like I had extra money in my pocket until I got a Pell grant. So I was able to get some money, and then I would try to send money home. So I didn't have a lot of money. And by the grace of God, I never got a credit card, or someone never presented to me to get one. So I never had that issue. And that's why I always say to our guys that are on scholarship, man, and now with revenue sharing and NIL, what do you need a credit card for? And unless their family has some plan, that's something different. I'm just talking about in general, especially for a young man that come from home beginnings. If you have money, you don't need that. Let's figure out a way so this money you have can grow. And now you're talking about different plans, different ways to invest that money, different ways. If you're afraid to invest, because oftentimes when you're first generation, you're afraid to invest. So, okay, safe, it's in the bank, well, at least it's still safe. So that's important too, man. So just, and I always say to the guys, man, so I always say, so say, for example, you want a pair of $1,000 shoes, or you want a $10,000 necklace because you feel good, you generate a little money, you got some money. And I'll say, what do you want it for? I'll just ask them that because it's their right. Whatever their answer is, you're right. And what will it bring to you? Like, what is it happens, make me feel good because I never had it? And then what do you think the value of that is 5-10 years down the road? And again, it's their decision to make. So I'm not trying to make them not do anything. I'm trying to help them understand certain things. And like for example, I had one of our guys, I'm just giving you an example of this. One of our players, I give a lot of these stories to our players. I said, man, you know, one of our guys, he liked wearing his jewelry all the time. But it was great. Nothing wrong with that. And he had his earrings in. I said, man, I was just giving a story of him one day, his son, he'll get older, his son will grow up and say, Dad, why you don't wear your jewelry anymore? You used to always wear your necklace and your earrings and all that. And then his son, he wanted necklace. He wanted to get all these things. Now he's 12, 13 years old. And I said, he'll take his son around the neighborhood and say, okay, write that address down, write that, son. He'll go here, write that address down. Okay, write that one down. Write that one down. Then when they get back home, he and his son will say, man, Dad, I was like, I was tired. Why you have me in the car all day long just going to write all these addresses down? He said, but that's all the property that we own. I gave away all the jewelry so we can own these properties. So that way you can live a great life, and then hopefully you'll have your kids live a great life. And so those are the lessons I just try to give guys. And again, and nothing wrong with all those things if you enjoy those things. But also say to our guys, now, what happens? A rainy day hits, COVID hit everybody. Do you have enough for 6 months to a year where you can survive? You don't have job opportunities? And those things, I tell them that now, man. I'm not waiting to you if you get a degree or hopefully get a degree or hopefully I become a professional player. And I'm telling you now, man, because the last thing I want is a call from you 5-10 years from now. I say, Coach, can I borrow $500? I'm not saying people don't fall on hard times, so I'm not saying that. But let's try to avoid that today so we're not dealing with that tomorrow.
Coach, you said a word, because here in locally in Atlanta, WellStar had layoff. A well-known hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. So a lot of people lost their jobs, eight of which who I know personally. One who has bought a house, bought a car, didn't see it coming. You know, so like you said, Coach, you have to be prepared for that day that may come. You never know what this life throws at you. And I have friends who have no idea what happens after 8:31 when they get their last check and their severance. And what you said means everything, because you blow it on jewelry, clothes, design, or whatever. You didn't see this happen until you at your job, and now you're scrambling. And I'm dealing with that right now this week, Coach, from WellStar, laying off eight people who I know personally.
That's a tough blow. I fight our players all the time, and I don't mean physical fight, but even a tough fight with this man, the value of getting a degree, because somewhere has been lost. We have our young men and women thinking a degree isn't important. I'm not saying everybody need to go to college. So I'm not promoting that by any stretch. There's successful people that don't go to college. But if I'm a student athlete and I have a chance to get a degree, why wouldn't I get the degree if I have a chance to get it? And I say to those guys, man, look, let's not only just get a degree. Let's try to fight so we can have a successful career. I said, so now you have an opportunity at 45, 50, say, I want to retire because I've invested money. Because at the end of the day, man, if you work extremely hard, all you do is work and never really invest, then you worked extremely hard, you made ends meet, and you were exhausted. Now, let's work extremely hard and invest that money. And all of a sudden, you eventually be happy. I think it's very important, because the hard work, it takes what it takes to be successful. That part is understood. But now, how can I move this money, man, so this money can work for me? And I think those are the things, especially for us as Black Americans, when you're first generation, you're trying to hoard and save, you're hesitant to invest. You're like, man, I don't want to lose this. You know, just, you got to let it go, man. You got to trust and let it go. But again, it's also communicating with the right people to make sound decisions, man. So, and that's a lot of stuff that we need, the educational piece in terms of that. And I think we're really doing a great job of it in today's climate.
I talked about it before the show, Coach. Tony Delk helped me out. It was him.
Amen.
Tony Delk took me on his wing and showed me how to invest my money the right way. Showed me the way. Man. You know,
that's a blessing.
He was on the Hawks as a player, but saw me as a young dude and saw me struggling and said, let me help you out. Tony Delk, for the rest of my life, I know is just the one man who showed me, teach all me about finance, understand how money works, and got me to the point I'm today.
That's a blessing, man. We need more guys. Like, not only was a great player, and I haven't been around Tony like that, but everybody says a wonderful man, so that's a blessing.
Yes, sir, Coach. And Coach, may I get Coach for you. I know for me, sometimes I struggle with time management when I was in school as a young man. So how do you help these young men who are there to play basketball and go to school, but also help them learning how to maximize the time of the day, whether it be getting extra shots up, eating the right way, going to class, learning, being a player in the community? How do you teach them about the time management and how their stature at Missouri State really matters? And then the community really looks to them for leadership and guidance.
Well, I think one of the things I always say to guys, man, when you become a part of a team, there's an accountability to do your job. And whatever it is, and for me, that's being committed, is you're part of a team. Being respectful to all walks of life and everybody in this locker room. And then you have to be engaged. Man. You have to be engaged in other people's lives. It just can't be about you when you're a part of a team, because it's a shame on you if you're in a locker room with a guy, you don't know the other guy's last name. You just know his nickname. I mean, think about that. You didn't take time to get invested to know this guy. But also, man, you have to, in life, you have to pursue your purpose and you have to work with a purpose. And I think that is believe and trust in your abilities. You have to believe and trust, because I think what happens, man, sometimes we've been beat up for so long as an individual player. You get to this point where you can't shoot, you're not good enough, you're soft, you're weak, you hear all these things. And then what happens, that becomes a part of you because you start to believe it. And you lose confidence. And man, I think the biggest thing is you got to have courage. You have to have the courage to continue to raise your expectations of you, not other people, of you. And then when you do that, you got a chance to do great things, but you got to believe, man. You have to believe whatever it is you try to pursue. You got to believe it, man. And I think the biggest thing I go back to, you have to commit to being successful. Is it exhausting? Will it take a lot out of you? Yes, but it'll be worth it if you commit to it.
Coach, you took me back when I got started in this role. I was told, Coach, you can't do it alone. Mm. You can't do this. You need to do it this way and that way. And Coach, I got sick of being the intern. I got sick of being the station hand. I was going out and took it myself and did it on my own. And then
Now, were you nervous? Were you discouraged? Were you afraid?
Nah, Coach. Because I remember I told him, son of a Black Panther, I just said, I'm going to do it. Coach, when I put my mind on something, I'm going to do it. When I commit my mind to whatever it is, it gets done. And when those folks who naysayed me almost 20 years ago to now, to say I couldn't do what I'm doing, and now I'm still going strong, almost 20 years in the game, and I'm a one-man show, I smile.
A one-man show.
Yeah.
I like that.
Coach, I don't have no staff. I'm the booker. I'm the accountant. I'm everything here, you know, and I'm cool with that because I have interns, but it's hard, Coach, to delegate because I don't want you to mess up my baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
This is
now boss, so if you're your own man, let me ask you this question. How do you deal with bad days?
I reset it. It's over. I can't. I'm gonna give a tennis terminology. Like you did moves at that next point. It's over. I can't dwell on the bad days. Because I don't feel like I have bad interviews. I have bad guests sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Who don't want to do it? You know what I do? Because it's a promotional interview. You know what I'm saying? So, but when it's a bad day with sales or dealing with SIDs or PR people, it's like I'm presenting in a very professional way. It's you just don't want to do it. So I don't go on it. I find a way around it and I make it work.
I like that.
Yeah, I said bad guess sometimes.
I feel you.
You know what's funny? Most of them look like me and you.
Wow.
Yeah. The bad guess usually look like you, me and you.
What, they don't give you the time, or they try to shut it off like you're just wasting their time or something?
short answers, not thoughtful, or it was just a list of they just want to get through it. But then I see them on with some other college basketball, college football shows. I'm like, oh, you actually
can. And they're pouring out their soul.
Yeah. I said, wow. So you don't value an independent black man's platform, but you go on these other ones, and then you miss the congeniality. You miss Mr. Jovial. You got to get cheap out. Yeah. The bear is in your back there.
That's sad, but it's true. That's sad.
You know, or it's funny. They'll see me doing live period in Lake Point or Hoop Scene or Morrow the JUCO. Hey, what's up, man? Bro, don't do that. Coach, I'm going to tell you a Crystal Play story. One of your colleagues, D1 coaches, a brother, said to me, how do you have a wristband and a book? Don't you? Why are you worrying about it?
Wow. Why would he ask you something like that?
Because he's a hater. Because he's like, you're not a head coach. You don't know that.
Man,
why do you have a wristband or book?
Now, boy, you didn't punch the guy, did you?
I just looked at him like you're crazy, coach.
Good. Thank you, man. Wow.
Up at Lake Point, this outline period, one of our black college coaches, D1 head coach, yeah. Running about while I have a wristband and book on.
That's sad.
We run about while I got a wristband and the book.
Well, you should be worried about getting some players.
Thank you. I say, I'm doing my thing, brother. You do yours. I'm living life. Coach, I held back. Because, see, coach, on the air, I'm a very nice person. But I off the air, I can be very cutting deep with you. Because I was the class clown in high school. So I got jokes for days. I almost said to him, "Will you have a job next year, Mr. Hot Seat?" But I didn't go there.
Yeah, boss, I'm glad you held back, though. I'm glad you held back.
I was like, hey, are we going to see you on coaching changes? Fire.
Wow, yeah, I'm glad you held back, boss.
Because, coach, that's in me because I'm a jokester and a class clown. I held it back.
That's a blessing.
It crossed my mind. He was hitting me about why you're a wristband of a book. It was funny, coach.
Yeah, man. You can move past them type and keep going.
And coach, I got one more for you, Coach Martin. It's from my interns here. They wanted to ask you. They say, coach, ask Coach Martin, if you was not a basketball head coach, what would your career path be?
That's a great question, man. If I was not a basketball head coach, what would my career path be? And if it... Of course, we always have to make a living, man. I think I would have a desire, as I've gotten older, I would have a desire to be a principal of a high school in a low-income city area, a principal of a high school, a superintendent of a school system, in one of those type areas, man, where you can help grow the city and just be entrenched in the development of the people, starting from the youth. Not only but the children, but the parents, we build a community together, man. I would really enjoy that, man. I would try to create every sport that we can get. Every sport that's available, we would create that sport. Because in hosting, I would look at it as a 20-year plan. And what I mean by the 20-year plan, we would start every sport. We would start working with our youth from day one, having doing speeches from the time they're 5 years old, stand up in front of everybody to gain the confidence to speak in public. And then what we'd also do, we create every sport. And then what I would solicit opportunities from the colleges and universities around to get the students that need those internals hours to become part of my coaching staff and all those sports and host with a 20-year plan where we used to, and say, for example, in East St. Louis, where I'm from, I just use that city, where say for every year we're producing probably 25 kids that go to college in some capacity. Well, when we implement this plan, we get it to where 60 kids going to college, almost 80 kids going to college, 100 going to college in all sports, but also in academia as well. And then you create a different city, different community 20 years later. So I would just have that plan, man, because I think that's part of building the community. Because your school systems are vital, man. Those are the next future leaders, man. Those are the doctors, lawyers, the future presidents of companies, president of the United States. That's them, man. But the biggest key is I would really, really, really fight and pray to make them believe they can be whatever they want to be. That would probably be it.
Well, Coach, I thank you so much, Coach. I'm wrapping up this summer with these interns here. Their last day is next week with me, next Friday. So hope these 5 weeks, so they've learned a lot these last 5 weeks, and they can take them on their communications path as they go back to Georgia State and Clark Atlanta this fall.
Well, last thing I would give them, man, as they navigate, it's very important, and I have to understand this. In order to succeed, success must live inside of them. And what I mean by that, maturity to handle criticism. Get out of maturity to be able to handle criticism. That's one. Have the discipline and integrity of what you will not do. The perseverance and determination when times get really tough. And then ultimately, never give up. That's the advice I would give.
Coach, those are hell of a word you gave them, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today, my brother. I look forward to seeing you real soon. I hope to see you down the road. I got the schedule already on my circle, so one of the dates, I'll be there supporting them Bears with you, Coach.
Take care, boss. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, sir. See you soon, Coach.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, Get The King Out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.